The topic of trust has come up a bit in the community from time to time, and I thought it might be good to talk a little bit about it and to ask ourselves, what are the criteria that we use to decide whether we trust somebody? Yeah? And so, for example, to trust somebody, must we like them? And if we like somebody, do we automatically trust them? And if somebody does something we don't like, does that mean they're untrustworthy? So I think there's a lot of things to really consider here, because there's different situations. For example, when you get in a plane, you trust the pilot with your life. Yeah, you don't even know the pilot. So sometimes we trust people we don't even know. Or maybe you know the pilot, but you don't like them as a person, but you know they're a good pilot. You still trust them. Yeah? Or you go to the doctor, and the doctor tells you something you do not want to hear at all, like you have to have surgery or you have to take this horrible medicine. Yeah? So if the doctor tells you something that you don't like to do and you don't like to hear, does that mean that you stop trusting the doctor? I hope not. You know, when you're a parent and you're guiding your child, sometimes you have to do things that the child doesn't like. So when we were children, did we stop trusting our parents when they did certain things we didn't like? Sometimes, if what they did was really abusive, yes, we did stop trusting them. But other times, when they did some things that we didn't like, but, you know, we managed to work our way through. And I know many of those situations I look back on now, and I'm very glad my parents did those things, you know. I mean, I trusted them to bring me up to be an adult who can function in the world, okay? So what I'm getting at is we really have to look at, you know, what are the conditions and criteria for trusting somebody. Yeah? Because if we use the wrong criteria, we could really wind up in a mess. So for example, if every time we like somebody, we trust them in every single way, that's not terribly wise, is it? Because people have different capabilities, different qualities, you know, so we have to see in what ways do we trust what kind of people. And just liking somebody isn't necessarily a proper criteria for trusting them. Yeah, somebody might be a very pleasant person to be around, very funny, very amusing, we may enjoy their company, but we're not going to give them our money. Or we may not invite them to live in our home, you know? So we may like somebody very much, but not trust them in certain areas, you know? And like I said, there may be people we don't like that we trust a lot. You may know the pilot and not like them, but you trust them, you know? So I think that the proper criteria for trusting somebody in particular areas is, do they know what their responsibility in that role is, and are they fulfilling their responsibility? Okay, because we all have different roles in relationship to each other. So is that person full? Do they know what their role is, first of all? You know, what the things that they're supposed to be good at doing are. And second of all, are they carrying out the, you know, that role in a proper way in regards to us? Okay, so I think that's the criteria. Not so much do we like them, do they do what we like, do they say what we want? Because the basic thing is, if every time, if we stop trusting every person who does something that we don't like or says something that we don't like, who are we going to trust? No one. Because it's true that at some time or another, everybody will say something we don't like or do something we don't like, right? This is samsara. You know? I mean, even when the Buddha was alive, he said things that his disciples didn't like. He scolded his disciples. You know, he told them not to do certain things that they very much wanted to do. The disciples got angry at him. Yeah, what kind of karma do you create there? Yeah, so you see, you know, even the Buddha, you know, who's really trustworthy, some people didn't trust because they weren't using the right criteria. They were using the criteria of, you know, is this person telling me what I want to hear? Okay. So if we go to a doctor and their responsibility is to heal us, but instead they tell us what they want to hear, what we want to hear, you know. There's a tumor there, but it's nothing. You don't need to have surgery. You don't need to take those awful pills. It's nothing. And then you die 2 months later. Is, you know, you may have trusted that doctor, but he actually wasn't very trustworthy. Yeah. Whereas a doctor who tells you lots of things you don't want to hear may be the one who's going to cure you. So we just have to think about these kinds of things, yeah? And not let our self-centered mind interfere with knowing who to trust in what situations. Okay.